is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all you bloggers that just got all your videos pulled. Oh, yeah. You gotta feel that one. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Now, do I need to be playing little fiendish games like that with a bunch of elderly people that are older than I am that act like a bunch of 15-year-old high school kids that were in special class and they never grew up?
They never got out of class.
Oh, my goodness. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, like us if you would, please. And folks, the lines are accessible. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, if you'd also like to be a friend with me, that would be Bradley Dean, would you be moi or moi? Moi or moi?
Well, you're moi for sure.
Okay, so I'm moi.
Yes.
So you'd be moi.
I can be moi.
Well, are you the other guy or moi? Yeah. And by the way, you just did an interview in Arizona the other day, and you were actually telling them.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah, that was really foolish. Why would you do something stupid like that?
I was telling them.
Don't you realize that you are promoted to the status of a rock star by being on the Sons of Liberty here?
Right, that's right.
Okay, and
I appreciate it.
Okay, so you go and demote yourself. You mean to demote me on that radio show?
What did I say?
Well, they were calling you by your real name.
Oh.
I mean, not that you're lying about your name. You just use your middle name, right? Because you get a lot of weirdos out there that like to call your
assorted bad
home
guys.
Or post your house online. Yeah. Or, you know,
they like to post my name, too. They go and find out.
Yeah.
So-and-so that goes by this, but actually his real name is this.
It'd be a good idea for them to actually spell it the right way, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, friends, if you'd like to...
Do better on Google, then.
Yes, if you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before you get into it, Jake, I'm just going to tell everybody, let's talk about the symbolism of the flag. Woodrow Wilson, love them or hate them. A thoughtful mind, when it sees its nation's flag, sees not the flag, but the nation itself. Red, white, and blue, don't tread on me. The Grand Union flag, 1775. 13 stripes, 1818. 50 stars, 1960. I want to identify those, because people, for the most part, don't know their history.
That's true.
And that's why they listen to us on a daily basis, right?
And it's dangerous not to know history.
So why is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Jake?
Well, you know what? We had a Facebook comment, and I think this
I got a feeling you're about to tell
me. I'm going
to
fill it in. I'm going to fill in the blanks here. Gail Betker said this. We posted last week's column, Alina Keg and the Fox and the Chicken Coop. I think it was midweek.
To say the least.
That's right. For sure.
By the way, we just found out that she's two generations away from her ancestry, which is Russia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why not find a foreigner to rule over you, right?
Of course.
If you want to oppress the American people, you can't choose an American to do that.
No.
Because even if he was born American, he's not truly American if he'll oppress his people.
No.
But Russia, on the other hand.
Okay, now if you're actually talking about the President of the United States, you can't tell me the man's been here for 50 years. And he thinks there's 57 states in our union, Jake.
Yeah, that's true.
But this took place before.
Unless he went to public school.
This took place before the election, the first one.
That's right.
Not the election fraud through the re-election efforts the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So right there, this is also the man that doesn't put his hand on his heart when people in this country honor their veterans. And if you're from this country, and his wife, you know what his wife said, I didn't say it.
She loves America.
His hometown is Kenya. She said that, I didn't say that. But it's interesting, even when they were honoring 9/11, she was the one saying, what's the big deal? It's just a flag.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so apparently they don't understand the price paid for their freedoms,
nope.
Because if they knew the price paid, then they wouldn't be so adamant about destroying.
That's right.
Such a high price,
and stepping on the honor of
men and women. Oh, easy. Right. No question about it.
Just like Alina Kagan on this column that you wrote, we had a comment that said, just makes me crazy how people continue, and I'm speaking of, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, how people continue to turn a blind eye. I posted this column referring to Alina Kagan, the Fox and the Chicken Coop, and even told some personally to watch the video, and people just make excuses for the left. They want to take no personal responsibility for what's going wrong in the world.
I'm sick of hearing left and right, but go ahead.
I will not stop trying to post. Just find it funny that you post a picture of food and everyone has a comment, but something as important as these issues and no comments at all.
Well, you see that with abortion as well.
That's right.
People just
throw that up there, and it's like,
next
picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just kind of throw that under the deck.
What does it matter? Let's talk
about
that.
Because they know that when you look at an aborted baby, that the responsibility lies to them. And that's why they don't want to respond to it. And that's the same thing with what truth does. It exposes. Truth demands a response.
Right.
And if we're given the truth, God has seen fit to shed his grace upon us, open our eyes to see what the problem is. He's only opening our eyes to see that we can see our responsibility before him. That's why he opened our eyes.
And then go do it.
Yeah.
So good for you, Gail. You continue to go do it. If people comment or not, it doesn't make truth not truth. Truth is truth. It's relevant. We've got to apply it. That is the point in all that we do.
Yes. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about for which it stands and talk about the specificity and details of the history of our flags. Jake, who's Betsy Ross?
Betsy Ross, she stitched the flag.
She stitched it, did she?
She did.
She's
stitching,
quite the stitcher. Huh? Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Are we like rocking out here?
Jamming.
You got your Aquanet? That's hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yeah. You know what rockers used to do back in the 80s and the 90s? They used to actually take a can of Aquanet, turn themselves down, they'd put their legs on a bar, they'd hang upside down and have someone spray their hair. I kid you negative. Or they would use egg yolks.
Ooh.
You ever see a kid with a mohawk? You ever wonder how he's got his hair 18 feet off the top of his head that way?
That's how
of course
he does
I'm being
it.
Facetious. Egg yolk.
Egg yolk.
Yeah.
I've heard they make dreadlocks. Dreadlocks.
Them things are stinky.
And very eggy.
Yeah, and they put wax in their hair. I mean, they have like colonies of ants that live within their skulls.
And smelly patchouli
oil. I mean, on top
oil.
Of their skulls, I'm sorry. Yes.
Smelly patchouli oil.
Yes. So they have ant farms in their hair.
Yep.
But go ahead.
It's a science experiment. That's
pretty
what people
nasty
do in college now.
Science experiment.
Dale Russell actually just made a comment.
Hey, Jake, if I want to lay my head on the dirt to look at a bunch of ant farms or colonies, I can do that. I don't need someone sitting in front of me in a, on a bus or in front of me in an airplane that has all these insects in their hair, right? Pretty nasty stuff, really.
It's
called personal hygiene there, dog.
It's unique.
I seen a girl the other day with dreadlocks. It's like, ooh. And the only way that you can undo dreadlocks is shave your skull.
You know? That's it.
Yeah. Ooh, probably a good thing if you do that anyways. You know, Bob Marley, that's probably, you know, because that Rastafarian.
Yeah.
That's probably why he had to stay stoned all the time to actually justify the way he looked. He probably thought he was cool when he looked in the mirror.
Probably.
All that rope coming from his head.
That'll do it.
Yes.
What about all the people that think he's cool? They must be stoned,
well,
too.
You have to be stoned. You have to be stoned. You have to be on some sort of drug.
Psychedelic.
Totally. In every sense of the word, yes.
Dale Russell said, I've always known freedom as an American soldier. He's a veteran. He's also one of the folks taking our Constitution course right now. He said, I never knew how free I was supposed to be until I started the Sons of Liberty Constitution course. The foundation of American freedom cannot be compromised.
Did I do that class?
We have solid ground on liberty. Let's keep it.
Did I do that class?
Yeah, Yeah, you were part of it.
No, did I do that class or did you do that class?
Oh, we've only had one class, folks, which is why you still have an opportunity to become a part of it.
So that compliment belongs to you is what you're telling me?
Well, I think the compliment belongs to the facts. I'm just the messenger.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't create the Constitution.
Shoot the messenger. Oh, you were the one that did the class. That's right.
I didn't create it. I didn't create the content. I just learned and expressed and brought it to you. And brought it to Dale Russell. And I think that's what I learned when I studied the Constitution. He said this is perfect. I never knew how free I was supposed to be until I studied the Constitution.
Amen. And how free you could be.
Exactly. Yeah. What we can be walking in today.
Remember what Harriet Truman said? Or Tubman, Harriet Tubman. What did I say, Truman? Harriet Tubman, when she said, I freed 1,000 slaves and I'd have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Because you can't read the Constitution and not know that something seriously askew.
Yep. You read that Declaration of Independence and you line it up with today's person sitting in the Oval Office right now.
Crime.
Completely.
It's
completely
and
crime.
And you
it
have
crime.
To call it crime.
Yes.
You have that to call it crime because if you call it anything less than crime, then you're only appeasing your own conscience. And what you're doing is stifling and cutting your own conscience with a hot iron.
And you're the only one that suffers for it.
Plain as the nose on your face that this man is a criminal.
Yep. If a criminal is not incarcerated or brought to justice for his crimes, guess who suffers for it? Society.
Yeah.
He doesn't suffer.
Yeah.
And if it's unconstitutional, it means it's unlawful. What do you call somebody who breaks the law? You call them a criminal.
That's right.
So it's crime.
Yeah, but I guess for some reason, government today doesn't call it a crime.
No, they don't.
I mean, for example,
no, they don't.
Communist Kerry, the guy that looks like Herman Munster a little bit, Lurch.
Slightly
he kind of looks like that guy, and I'm not trying to demean myself by lowering myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to humor you a little bit because that's really who he looks like.
Herman.
Yes. Well, the fact of the matter is he just gave $250 million over to the Egyptian government. Your sworn enemy, friends.
Makes sense.
Sure.
If you're a criminal.
You can't.
If you're a criminal,
but see,
that makes perfect
sense. You can only tell people the facts so many times. Hey, the fire's hot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't believe you, Bradley. I don't believe it. Well, wait until it burns you because it's going to burn you. Read Isaiah 42.
That's for sure.
When you get a minute.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we posted a video, I think it was on Saturday, perhaps, about a classroom full of students that put balloons in their bellies and they were trying to pop it.
So we're paralleling this to
this mentality.
Yeah.
I got some comments on that particular video.
Well, why don't you tell them what the video is about?
That's right. This video was a bunch of college students that were in their class, and part of their class was one of them put a balloon in his belly, the other one put a balloon in his belly. They would take knives and try to jam them. And it was called something like the abortion game or abort that baby or something
like
that.
Isn't that funny?
That was straight up what they were doing.
Yeah.
And the person doing the film said, abort that baby, or kill that baby.
Can I ask you something?
Yep.
Can I say, does a country that allows that, do they deserve the mercy of God? Is that a mercy to the innocent baby in the womb that these kids are mocking murder of a baby?
Right.
And do we suppose that God is just going to overlook that? Like, as if to say that he's going to acquit the wicked? When he says he will not acquit the wicked in any wise.
He wouldn't be God if he did.
No, that's right. What makes him awesome is that first and foremost, he's a holy judge. And what makes him good, friends, is the fact that you can't wheel and deal your way out of justice with a just and a holy God. That's what I love about him. His justice is so good, I deserve hell. And I know I deserve hell. And I thank you. And when I come to terms with his justice, I look to his son, Jesus Christ. And that's where I find mercy, when I accept him. And that's where I receive power.
And that mercy came at the end of his body being given as a living sacrifice. You would never do disrespect unto that again. The reason I posted this, we were just talking about, you keep telling people the facts. Keep telling them the facts. We just talked about Kerry.
That's all you can do.
Our swords. So we keep telling the facts, and it's like, okay, people,
and not magnifying,
it's up to them to respond.
Not magnifying the crime.
That's right.
Magnifying the ignorance of the people that allow the crime.
That's right.
And that's what the law does. That's exactly right.
If we keep telling people the facts, like we just did with Kerry. The reason I posted this video at all, I don't care about this classroom. I don't care because I do care. But the fact that they want to act like a bunch of idiots and play a game like this, it doesn't add to me. I'm not trying to promote that to people. I put it there to show people this is the stage in the game where our colleges are at right now. We have been talking about schools. We've been in schools. We've been talking about colleges. We've been in colleges. And we bring the facts to people. So I thought this video would be shocking enough to jolt somebody to say, oh my gosh, can you believe they do that? And that's what people said.
Yeah, these are the same people that will do everything in their power to make sure that you will not see infanticide or a picture of an aborted baby.
Yes.
But they will mock it with their students.
Yep.
Here, they're friends. The other thing that we need to bring into this into perspective here, Jake, is the fact that this is the fruits of leaving off the last four and five and six decades of our posterity.
Yeah.
So now they think murder's funny because the parents taught them it was okay through their inaction.
Mm-hmm.
Silence is consent.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
That's just like watching a crime happen. Your son or daughter is sitting next to you. Daddy, why aren't you stopping it? Well, you know, it's not. Let's just go home. Well, then what does that son learn? Well, crime must not be a big deal then, right?
That's right.
There's no consequence for crime. Sure. Therefore, crime is okay. Why do we even call it crime anymore?
That is until it happens to you, Jake, or to someone that advocates this kind of mentality.
Yep.
It's interesting when it happens to them. All of a sudden, everything, it's a law unto itself. All of a sudden, it's brought into perspective, and now we must deal with the issues at hand.
That's right. We have to deal. One of these comments said, these are supposed to be our next generation of adults. They are sick. This is used to demoralize people on abortion.
And they're without excuse, too, might I add. Yeah, these are college students, friends. They're not, you know, the Jewish people have something called a bar mitzvah. And when they become 13 years old, they become adults, responsible adults. And these kids, I know in America, you know, most people say, well, you know, we didn't really get our stuff together until we were about 35 years old, man, you know. I know I'm burnt, man. You know, I burnt everything out.
Had a party through college.
That's exactly right. You know, we give them an allotment. We give them room, per se, to go ahead and act up and, you know, just get it out of them.
That's right. Just
go ahead. Yeah, just come on. Just
boys will be boys.
Totally. Totally. But the fact of the matter is when you're 13 years old, like it or not, you become a responsible individual before God. And every knee will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not. And when I start to see this kind of stuff, Jake, that chaps my hide in every sense of the word. That will not go unpunished.
No.
And if God was to overlook that, then he wouldn't be God.
Yeah.
And again, that's what makes him good.
That's right.
Amen.
His throne is justice and judgment. That's where he sets. We'd also like to thank the Inside Track this last week. We're
Jake,
on a show on Saturday.
Do you need one of those Coca-Colas?
No. I can't do a Coke.
Okay. Would you like some, I don't know, some bean here?
No.
Okay. What you drinking, dude?
I'm drinking water.
Yeah, because I'm
something in that
hey,
water.
Hey, Carrie, can you throw me a pillow, please? Come on, this guy's in slow motion. He's almost going so slow, he's going backwards.
I'm being patient. There you go.
Patience. Yes.
Okay. Slowing down so everybody can catch up.
Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what is being revealed in your patience?
And your patience possesses your soul.
Oh, I can just hear him now. They're clicking the radio off, Jake.
Don't shut us
folks,
up.
Folks, I am
Bradley's
taking the
next.
Show over. Yes. Be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking about the flags, folks.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Thomas Jefferson rightly stated, when the representative body have lost the confidence of their constituents, when they have notoriously made sale of their most valuable rights, when they have assumed to themselves powers which the people never put into their hands, then indeed their continuing in office becomes dangerous. Folks, those are the times that prophecy has now been fulfilled.
Yep.
That's where we're at today. For which it stands, a thoughtful mind, when it sees its nation's flag, sees not the flag, but the nation itself. Here, I'll say it again. Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he said, a thoughtful mind, when it sees its nation's flag, sees not the flag, but the nation itself. True that. Let's go back to 1775, a long time ago.
Yes.
The first flag of the colonists to look like the present stars and stripes was the Grand Union flag. Its design consisted of 13 stripes representing the 13 colonies, with a blue field in the upper left-hand corner bearing the right, well, actually, the red cross of St. George of England with the white cross of St. Andrew of Scotland. Interesting.
Same island? Descendants came from there?
Huh. Yeah. As the flag of the Revolution, it was used on many occasions. It was first flown by the ships of the colonial fleet on the Delaware River. And on December 3rd, 1775, it was raised aboard the ship Alfred by John Paul Jones. And no, he's not the bass player for Led Zeppelin.
No.
Then a Navy lieutenant, and later the flag was raised on the Liberty Pole at the Prospect Hill, which was near George Washington's headquarters in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was the unofficial national flag on July 4, 1776, Independence Day. and it remained the unofficial national flag and ensign of the Navy until June 14, 1777. That would be Flag Day. I believe, well, I've been told this, that special people were born on Flag Day.
I've heard
June
that.
14th.
Most definitely. I've heard it.
That just warms the cackles of my heart.
It is a warming statement. In fact.
So, back to 1777, when the Continental Congress authorized the Stars and Stripes, it was only by degrees that the Union flag of Great Britain was discarded. The final break between the colonies and Great Britain was disregarded. The final break between the colonies and Great Britain brought about the removal of the British Union from the canton of striped flag and the substitution of stars on a blue field. Now, everybody's going to love this one because most people didn't know this. You guys all see the flag, the yellow flag in yards today, all over the country, with that snake on it and says, "Don't tread on me." I love the history of this flag. Really, I do. Flags with a rattlesnake theme were popular with colonists. Why the snake, though? The slogan, "Don't tread on me," self-explanatory, almost always appeared on the rattlesnake flags. The Gadsden flag from 1775 had a yellow field with a rattlesnake in the center, ready to strike. Below the snake was the motto, "Don't tread on me." In December of 1775, an anonymous Philadelphia correspondent wrote about the symbolic use of the snake. He began the letter by saying, listen carefully, "I recollected that her eye excelled in brightness than of any other animal, and that she had no eyelids. She may, therefore, be esteemed an emblem of vigilance." What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. "She never begins an attack, nor, when once engaged, ever surrenders. She is, therefore, an emblem of magnanimity and true courage." Also notice the flag is always coiled up and ready to strike. You understand?
He's always vigilant.
Always
he's
vigilant.
Always, and that's
no
the thing
eyelids.
Liberty is always under attack.
That would suck.
Yeah,
I mean,
would.
For a better way of saying it, that would suck.
How are you supposed to sleep?
Yeah.
It's like a fish. Can they
come I mean, us? how would the snake's mother say, go to bed, get to bed, kid?
It's time to get some rest. I don't want you, Mom.
Yeah. So what do you think the snake should do, he?
I think the snake should just, well, I can tell you one thing the snake shouldn't do. He shouldn't
close its eyes.
He shouldn't go to bed.
Yeah, and you, as a matter of fact, you used to see during the Revolution, you'd see signs that stated, our eyes are always open. That would be separate to the flag, don't tread on me.
Yep.
So, it was probably the deadly bite of the rattler, however, that was foremost in the minds of the flag designers, and the threatening slogan, don't tread on me, added further to the design. Why would it say, why would the revolutionaries, why would they have on a flag, don't tread on me? Who are they talking to, friends? Well, they weren't talking to foreign countries.
This was a tyrant that was fully anticipating, but also willfully knowingly treading on them. Treading on their rights, because liberty's always under attack, and that's why, as a snake, you have to have your eyes open all the time.
Someone get this kid a cup of coffee or something, would you please? You know, I think the problem with this guy over here, the other guy's, his eyes are closed. Open your eyes. There you go. Wake up. It's showtime. All right. Stars and Stripes. On June 4th, 1777, the Continental Congress passed a resolution to establish an official flag for the new nation. That would be ours. The resolution read, resolved that the flag of the United States be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. The 1777 resolution gave no instruction as to how many points the stars should have, nor how the stars should be arranged on the blue Union. So, some flags had stars scattered on the blue field without any specific design. Some had them arranged in rows, and some had them in a circle. So the first Stars and Stripes had the stars arranged in staggered formation in alternate rows of threes and twos on a blue field. So much evidence exists pointing to Congressman Francis Hopkinson. I believe he was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. As the person responsible for its design, the only president to serve under this flag was George Washington. This flag was to last a period of 18 years. Henry Ward Beecher said, if anyone then asks me the meaning of our flag, I say to him it means just what Concord and Lexington meant, what Bunker Hill meant, which was, in short, the rising up of a valiant young people against an old tyranny to establish the most momentous doctrine that the world has ever known, the right of men to their own selves and to their liberties. Dude, that's great. And isn't that interesting that when we see the flag today, why do we always see a flag draped over the coffin of our veterans? It's very symbolic, friends.
That's what he died for.
Yeah, that warrior. That's really what it comes down to.
You know, and if you look at the fact that what they created was our opportunity, it's our opportunity today. There's hope in it today because our government is by us and it's for us. And ultimately, it will either serve us or we will serve it. We don't want to be on the other side.
Yeah, there's no in between.
That's the old tyrannical regime that they threw off.
And that sounds like scripture again. Either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll puke you or spew you out of my mouth. Literally is what that meant.
Choose this day who you will serve.
Yes. I was just thinking about the fact that I brought up Francis Hopkinson. And they just posted that he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I'm gloating right now. That feels good.
It's a good day. Those Flag Day birthday people, I'll tell you what.
They are. Isn't that interesting? And I, you know what? Really, I never thought about that until you just said it. Sometimes it needs to come out of someone's pie hole. I never even thought about the significance of that day.
Significant.
Yeah. That's my birthday, guys. June 14th.
Gifts. Listeners. You can start sending the gifts now, actually. If you would.
For all those love me. Yeah, for all those love me. By the way, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Heather, will you bring up the history of the candy cane really quick?
Yeah, these are things that
I'm not saying that to be weird, but there is parallel here. But
it's commonplace every day, these things that you never really think about. They just have always existed in your mind, but you don't know the meaning of it.
Well, like the Liberty Bell. You got Leviticus 25:10 on there. Yep. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land. To what? To all the inhabitants of the land. Of course. Well, most people didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't know it was the Declaration of Independence in Lady Liberty's hands.
Yeah, where was the Liberty Bell rung? Was rung in Philadelphia. William Penn, who established the city of Philadelphia, wanted that to be a seedbed of liberty for our nation. And it was. It was the first where the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was also where our first Congress, well, not our first Congress, yeah, our first Congress met.
Mm-hmm.
It's also where they rung the bell, but they rung it 50 years prior to that, I believe. It was somewhere around there. And it was to celebrate. It was a commencement to William Penn and his works. So here you have a Christian man who believed in Christian liberties and Christian religion.
Of course, of course.
And also, too, He separated the two. He said that you have a freedom to worship how you will, so long as it was under the Christian umbrella. At that particular time, certain people were tyrannizing using religion. He said, no, none of this.
Yeah.
We're going to set up this so that a people can be free. He knew who the author of freedom was. That was God himself. And God gave us liberty. He established it.
Do you think most people even knew, like, the top of the Washington Monument
says,
praise be to God, and that scripture is inscripted on the stairs to the top of that monument?
Nope.
I bet most people don't know.
I've seen them, though. I have seen
them. I mean, they look at God's name every day when they look at their money, and then they equate that over to the Masons or something like that.
Something crazy.
Don't you know that it was satanic people that established D.C.?
Isn't it interesting how men of the fallen nature, they'll give more credit to the wickedness of men than to the power and glory of the Almighty God that gave us life and acknowledge His Son. Mm-hmm. They will sit there and the Masons, man, they're this, they're that, they're this, they're that, they're this. I know they're at war with your freedoms. Yes, I understand that. But notice I said they're at war with your freedoms. So who's winning the day? Remember, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith? Does this all sound familiar, friends?
Yeah.
We're still walking in the liberty that our forefathers established.
That's right.
What is America complaining about?
Yep. And the only way that we don't have liberty is when we stop walking in it.
Yeah, we'll just throw our hands up in there and say, someone else can do that, Jack.
If you're in the fight, you don't magnify the enemy. Of course not.
No.
You always magnify where the victories are that you
Eisenhower magnified God Almighty. That's who they were beseeching, my friends. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
They weren't magnifying Hitler. No, they were talking about how they're going to stomp out Hitler. Now in America, you just go ahead and highlight Hitler and glorify and empower Hitler with your vernacular, your verbiage.
And worse yet, the Hitler in your midst.
Totally.
Like a foreign country.
Totally. Why are we tolerating this? We're not.
No.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what we're talking about is we're talking about the flags. What's the symbolism of our flags? And what's their meaning? Going into great specificity, might I add?
Let's get it.
Yeah. And then I brought up in conversation the parallel, because we talk about, you know, because we have Christmas in America. Christmas,
sure.
You know,
that is for sure.
Symbolic of the birth of Christ.
That's right.
And not the idolatry of a Christmas tree. For all the conspiracy theorists, wax.
Yep.
It's how you look at things, friends. It's not like the tree's grabbing a hold of you and shaking you around and saying, you will believe in me and you will keep your eyes off of Christ and worship thou me. Well, one of the things that came up was...
Unless you're like Bob Marley and you're smart.
Well, unless you're like one of those weird guys that just finds the negative in everything, you know? Do you get what I'm saying?
It can be found.
I mean, you're about as good as... Well, Jake...
It can be found.
No, I'll just go on here. Let's talk about the candy cane, and I'll get back to the flag, okay? Because like, red and white came up. Many people have given religious meaning to the shape and form of the candy cane. It is said that its shape is like the letter J in Jesus' name. It is also in the shape of the shepherd's crook, symbolic of how Jesus, like the good shepherd, who is the good shepherd, watches over his children like little lambs. It is a hard candy, solid like a rock, the foundation of the church. Cool. The flavor of peppermint is similar to another member of the mint family, hyssop. In the Old Testament, hyssop was used for purification and sacrifice. and it is said to symbolize the purity of Jesus and the sacrifice he made. Speaking of the candy cane, because I was talking about the United States flag, red, white, and blue, you know, red and white came up, so I just...
Red and white stripes. There's some stripes on a candy cane.
Some say the white of the candy cane represents the purity of Jesus and his virgin birth. The bold red stripe represents God's love. The three fine stripes are said by some to represent the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Others say they represent the blood spilled at the beating of Jesus, in which he received at the hands of the Roman soldiers. From its plain earlier beginnings to its familiar shape and color of today, the candy cane is a symbol of Christmas and a reminder of the meaning of Jesus Christ. Amen. Most people probably didn't know that. They just probably like to suck on them and, you know,
it kind of reminds me
transform their breath into breath that would knock a bird off a poop wagon into acceptable and pleasant.
You know, it reminds me of people nowadays that...
Boy, that's food for thought. Did anybody get a picture on that one? Especially you farmers out there. When I was a little kid, I used to go out to the farm all the time.
I could picture that.
I remember when you'd take the manure spreader and it was like, ooh, on a hot day in South Dakota, 105 degrees, not good.
And then you go eat lunch.
Not good for anything.
And go eat lunch.
Except the pigs that like to wallow in their mire.
That dung does good on them plants.
And it does. Yes, indeed it does.
It's necessary.
Yes.
It reminds me of people that nowadays take law that we have from, for instance, the Constitution or just statutes in general. That
are we
grants.
Sticking to the contents here, or do you just go out in left field again?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'm always in the game.
All right.
Always in the game. Sometimes I got to dive for some foul balls so I can catch them.
Mm.
So right here, you've got these people that don't know the symbolism, for instance, of the candy cane.
Okay.
It reminds me of people because symbolism always, typically, generally, gets tied back some form or another to Christianity in our country. Different things that we have, holidays, etc. Except for those newer ones.
Symbolism is good as long as it doesn't take the place of.
It's supposed to bring remembrance to. That's right.
Amen.
So when you have laws and you have the way that our Constitution was constructed, most people don't realize the origins of that. You can trace it all the way back to God and God's Word. And if you do that, then what do? You give glory to whom? You give glory to God.
Amen.
You don't say, oh, what a law. Let's magnify this. Let's put it on a pedestal. Some people do deify Washington, D.C. They deify the monuments. I particularly don't.
Well, he said in Leviticus 26 not to make an image of stone in your land nor bow down unto it.
That's
or
right.
Make a graven image, Exodus 20. I get that. Common sense.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can worship it as idolatry. You can take our military and you can worship that as well. But what is the source of it?
What was
the purpose for it being set up?
That's what
we stick to.
That's cool.
When we stick to that, we will always give glory to our Creator, not the object itself.
I feel that you may have redeemed yourself, brother. Yes. Let's go to the 50 stars, 1960. There are several of these, by the way, friends. Alaska added a 49th star in 1959, and Hawaii a 50th star.
You know what, that 49th star?
No. Dude, did you hear this? The 50th star was Hawaii, and the man that was supposedly raised in Hawaii, said 57.
Yeah.
And, of course, we understand that he was talking about the state of Muslims.
Too much hula dancing.
And the union of the Muslim nations. Yes.
Too much hula dancing.
Yes.
We have a friend, actually, and a supporter.
Can I finish this?
As a 49-star flag.
49.
Maybe it existed for, what, a half a year? I don't know. When Alaska came in and then how closely thereafter
60.
Did Hawaii come in?
1 year.
One full year?
One full
year. Oh, okay. I thought they were both in 59.
Well, 99.9% of that 1 year.
Okay.
You want the 0.1%? Do you want to add that? Or it was 1 year.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
You mock me?
But I think it would be cool to see one of those flags if you want to.
Well, I can tell them about the flag.
The graduation of our Constitution course is going to be at a home.
Okay.
It has a 49. Wow, I got the year 59 screwed up. 49 stars.
No offense, brother, but you've had everything screwed up from A to Z today.
There's not 59 stars. There's 49 stars.
It's encouraging. Brother, make bold
make
of yourself.
Bold.
Yes.
Make bold of this.
That means
chair.
Forward to danger. 50 stars, 1960. Alaska added a 49th star in 1959, and Hawaii a 50th star in 1960. The President of the United States, when asked how many unions were in the United States, states in our union, he said there was 57 of them. So I go on. With the 50-star flag came a new design and arrangement of the stars in the Union, a requirement met by President Eisenhower in Executive Order Number 10834, issued August 21st, 1959, the time of innovation, might I add. A national banner with 50 stars became the official flag of the United States. The flag was raised for the first time at 12:01 a.m. on July 4, 1960 at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, Maryland. This was the flag that the American troops carried in Vietnam, the Persian Gulf, and continue to carry today. The flag consists of 13 horizontal stripes, 7 red, alternating with 6 white. The stripes represent the original 13 counties, or colonies, I'm sorry. The stars represent the 50 states of the Union.
Perfect.
There are several of them, by the way, friends.
You know what?
We may do a piece on just the history of
about that. Several different flags.
Yes, I could have went on for about 4 more of them, but I don't have time to do that.
What was the point of the flag? It was to be a banner. Each one of us, we have Christ as our banner. I've seen this too. Well, you don't worship the flag. Every day in our homeschooling class, we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
We start it by, I pledge allegiance to the God of the flag of the United States of America. That's
how
we
awesome?
Do it.
Amen.
Because I want the kids to understand, and they do, because in that pledge, it didn't originally start as this, but it is now. We say we're one nation under God, indivisible, instead of just one nation, indivisible. Without God, there is no indivisibility of our country.
Yeah.
He's what unites us. He's the banner that unites us. Folks, this message that we bring, that you hear every single day on this radio.
And the flag is meant to what? To unify us. Yes, we understand what Abraham Lincoln did and trying to federalize everything. And for all you genius conspiracy guys out there, we understand all that. But what unites us? Mm-hmm. That's what it's for.
That's right.
That's what it's about. And if that's not what they meant, that's what it means to me. And I know that's what it meant to our forefathers. And I'm not talking about the bad guys, because there's been plenty of bad guys in government for a long time.
You know, a great point of that is Abraham Lincoln, just as an example. What did he do? Well, his administration was responsible for, some people say it's not, but it is, ultimately, because it was during his administration, the abolishment of slavery. So, if that happened during his administration, and we disagree with who he is, can we disagree with the fruit of the fact that slavery, for once in our country, up until that point, was completely abolished? We said it will no longer exist. Lyndon B. Johnson, do you think he really cared about black people? I don't. But he gave equal rights to black folks.
Yeah.
So do we say, well, he was a wicked man, so everything he did was wickedness. God can use them as well.
Oh, he did.
Matter of fact, he did it to Rome.
You should ask the black folks what Johnson did that Kennedy didn't do.
That's right.
Because Kennedy never made the time to get around to it. Well, exactly. When he was assassinated, and I'm not saying that was the Lord, but I am saying God definitely had his way when Johnson was there.
That's right. So he can do it through anyone.
MLK
folks.
Won the day.
I prefer to have God have his way through me as a servant of his and as a vessel of his.
The Bible says that he will have his way through the whirlwind.
Yep, yeah. He sure will. Yeah. And that was a whirlwind time. Right now, folks, we are on a thresh. This week, we're going to be traveling again. We're going to be reaching more people. We're actually going to be defending students' rights. All throughout this country, we are going to continue to do what we do best. And that's stand for a generation that is not being stood for right now. We need your support to do that. We're a nonprofit organization. We receive donations. That's how we continue to do it. And we desire to bear fruit on your account. Send us out, folks.
Our account.
That's right. Send us out. All of us together. This is our country together, and we desire to do that.
You know, I say all the time, 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Well, we love you guys all the time. Yep. We need your support, guys.
That's
really
right.
Is the pith and marrow of what Jake's asking for. So please do help us promulgate our message and perpetuate
this message.
Freedom.
The American message.
Freedom. Man,
Sons
if
of
I could sing, I'd sing right now, but I don't want everybody to...
No, then they won't
hear
donate.
If they sing, they'll never turn me on again.
We'll keep it in suspense. Maybe tomorrow you'll hear him sing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to support our cause for justice on the left side with the banner. Find out how you can support and be a part of this.
Amen. We will talk to you in 23. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. See ya.
Or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.